the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And that wonderful, familiar theme in music can only mean one thing. Well, it means two things today, but it does mean we are saying hello once again to Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society for another edition of Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
And the second reason is because we're talking about that music.
Yes, indeed.
Specifically, yes, what's up for today?
Well, we've got a real treat in store for listeners who may have wondered about that music that begins and ends every episode of Abandoned Manitoba, and in fact has for the past 9 years. This morning, we're going to talk with the artist who wrote and performs that song. It's entitled Back in Manitoba, the talented Ashley Robertson.
Long, long overdue, and I mean that. Ashley is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. And Gordon, we'll get into it in a second, but Gordon had a conversation with you fairly recently, and it sparked something in my mind that I've been thinking about over the years, that one day, we're going to have to get Ashley Robertson in to the studio to talk about that song, because we only hear about 25, 30 seconds of it, and it's a whole song.
Yes, and I was made aware of it some time ago that the clip was being used for the program, and bumped into Gordon, like you said, a couple of times. And I just think it was fitting how it was used. And, you know, I was like, I think it sounds great. It seems perfect for the show.
It's a perfect match for what we do here.
Yeah, so as part of my life and my career in country music, I divide a lot of my time between Nashville, of course, and Winnipeg, and find a lot of love and similarities between the two places, especially when it comes to music. So, you know, coming back from being away for some time inspired me to write the song Back in Manitoba. And I was also thinking there's not really a lot of songs even written by local artists that even use the word Manitoba in the songs. And I thought that was a shame because it's such a beautiful word and it's musical. And I think it was something that just inspired me to write Back in Manitoba. And it really just came from how I felt, like naturally. And that's where the inspiration came from, truly.
You've been involved in a back and forth sort of life for a long time, since you were a high school student.
Yeah, very much so. And at the encouragement of family and also like a lot of amazing local legends in Manitoba, like Ray St. Germain, the Foster Martin Band, they really supported me in my career from a very early age and encouraged, go to Nashville, write, record, meet everyone you can, and sort of gave me that push, obviously, with the support of my family.
But again, this is something that early in life, you had a real connection to music.
Yeah, definitely. It was very, very early on, just something I gravitated towards young. And, you know, I didn't come from an extremely musical family or anything like that, but music was always around. And certainly old country songs and like Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline, old records were always being played
around, good stuff. Yeah.
And by my parents in the house and stuff like that. So, yeah, it just was a natural kind of gravitation towards that style of music as well for me. But it's not to say I don't enjoy other genres. I certainly I have a big affinity for bluegrass music and folk and traditional songs, but I can appreciate like all sorts of music. Obviously, that goes into being a writer and knowing how to produce any type of music is having appreciation for all of it.
I'm talking right out of high school, though.
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
decided to make a huge leap that a lot of people that age aren't going to be making.
Yeah.
There must have been some pull, right?
Yeah, well, I was very lucky to be accepted to Belmont University's music program. So there I studied right out of the gate, like music production. They also taught us a lot about the business side. There was access to all sorts of, you know, world-class instructors and teachers and just everything, but you could still get also a very good, well-rounded education. And, you know, my family knew I really wanted to go to Nashville, but they were sort of like not keen on me just going out on my,
no
on my own right away.
17, so, whatever, 18 years old.
So they felt if I went to school, you know, I would be taken care of there, which I was. So it was a great program to do, and certainly a program that's still growing, and the school has grown by leaps and bounds since I went there, since it was sort of taking off, really. And now it's an extremely prestigious school, and I'm just so glad to have been a part of that history there.
So then you just started to do what you loved.
Yeah, definitely, and always found a way to keep up. And, you know, I was interning as well when I was in school for music companies and, you know, got to hang out and meet some really fantastic songwriters and people that were in the business a long time. And one very great piece of advice I was given was that, especially as a songwriter, an artist, whatever, you always have to find a way to stay in the game, because the companies, the business side of it changes so much. It can really come and go very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, just keep writing, keep doing it, keep making records, because that side of it, the creative side, will never go away. But the business is going to change. But keep your head in the game, basically.
Tell us what that involved. Are you a touring musician regularly?
Yeah, both me and my partner, Aaron, we have a show, AR Cash. We do a tribute to Johnny Cash and June Carter. So
right.
That keeps us very busy with our road work, with our performing work, and something that fit quite naturally into what I was already doing, the type of music that mm-hmm. I love to perform. So we're very much performing live a lot. And before that, I didn't have as much live experience, but now doing it for such a long time together, I've really grown as a performer on stage. And that's kind of another type of environment that's very different from just going into the studio and like writing your songs and leaving.
Yeah, writing, recording.
You have to connect with an audience. Sure. And that's something that's really, I've always made very clear with being in Nashville and working with other writers and publishers, whoever, that I wanted to be a performing artist. I wanted to be on stage and singing, because that's really what I love the most about it. So
right.
I felt like I was always mainly writing music for myself. And if other people enjoyed it and wanted to use it, that was fantastic.
And now you mentioned your significant other, Aaron, who sings in the style of Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
They call him A.R. Cash, which is very close to J.R. Cash, which was Johnny's name that he was known casually, you know, within the family. And you mm-hmm. sing in the style of June Carter.
Yeah, the Carter family and Johnny Cash had, as you know, very long, close relationship, family ties together. And the nice thing about what we do with our shows, I have a special feature within the sort of the Johnny Cash show concept mm-hmm. where I get to feature the Carter family, tell their story, their songs about these really, really amazing women who were really the big bang of country music. They did incredible things with mm-hmm. their careers, and I get to be a part of paying tribute to that and recognizing that, which is a lot of fun for me.
You are kind of connected with that legacy as well, right?
Yeah, we all share a love of that very early country music, because it's been reused over and over again throughout the years. Those melodies, those same styles of music have had enormous impact on pretty much every artist since those days, starting with, well, like the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers. And Jimmy Rogers was a huge influence on Johnny Cash, for example. So it just goes down the line, and those influences carry through with the style of music that we like to bring to the stage, and that really authentic connection with audiences that they can go back and they can remember, oh yeah, my dad used to play these records, or my grandmother, or whoever, you know, and they have all these amazing stories.
A lot of pressure to be up on stage trying to connect with people who have a well-established relationship with the music that you're performing.
Yeah, well, I think especially with the way we bring it to the stage and with all the hard work, especially we've put in, and Aaron essentially going down to the nuts and bolts of everything to do with that music, people see that hard work and they appreciate it mm-hmm. and they recognize the sound and the quality and the investment of time and the incredible, you know, also talent that I think needs to be there to bring that music to life in the way that it should be done. But we make it very clear, as does he, that, you know, we're not impersonating the artist.
No.
You cannot ever really truly fill those shoes, but we're doing a tribute in the most respectful, like authentic way that we can do it. But we also have a good time on stage. We also have fun with the audiences and tell jokes and stories. So it's very fun. Like, but people also have a respect there, I think, when we do our show the way we do it.
And you have shows here in the fall here in various parts of Manitoba, but you also tour internationally, right?
Yes. We've been very busy in the US. Of course, we have been always very active in Canada, Manitoba, Saskatchewan for a long time. We started now going into Northern Ontario and those areas. So we see our following sort of expanding and reaching out into new markets. And that's very, very exciting for us. But the one thing remains is the love of the music.
Yes.
And the appreciation for the way that we can bring it to the stage.
Which has always driven you since you were very young, right?
Yeah. We've been a bit of a ham, you know, wanting to sing and perform.
But loving the music. You mentioned music chose you.
Yeah. You know, I had a few teachers and music teachers and stuff like that that really just heard me singing from a very young age. And they were like, oh, you need to, told my mom, you need to start her on piano right away so she can get a good foundation, good training. I'm a classically trained musician. So that education started at a very young age, which I appreciate. Now I can carry that knowledge over into doing popular and doing country music. So I was able to learn things quite quickly, like new songs or new styles or pick up new instruments right away. But Aaron, in contrast, he's entirely self-taught pretty much, which is absolutely incredible. And he has fabulous ear. But he strives as well. He wants to learn how to read music, and he taught himself how to play the upright bass, and you know, he wants to expand fiddle, and he comes from a Ukrainian background.
Right.
So he's always been heavily influenced by that music too, so which plays in with country music. So
yeah, it
it's
does.
Been fantastic learning about that side of
a good country tune can sometimes sound like a polka.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I started joking, we can start a polka band in Nashville.
Yeah.
Have a good time, yeah.
You've got an upcoming show in Souris this Thursday, and then you go to Indianapolis, Indiana for a show 2 weeks hence.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be in Souris. We're working with the Arts Council there. Last year, the show was featured for the Manitoba Showcase. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to start working with more and more of the Arts Councils in the area. So we're looking forward to that. And then, we're headed straight to, we have a couple of shows in Indiana, Indianapolis and Madison. They've just been a fantastic group of people. We've been down there quite a few times doing events, and it's just growing, and we've had great turnouts. So we just look really excited to go back.
And I've done all the talking, Gordon. Sorry about that. But you guys crossed paths recently.
We did, yeah. Now, listeners may remember that I have a connection to the Manitoba Agricultural Museum.
Right.
It goes back a number of years. And I did meet Ashley a few years ago, and she doesn't remember that, I'm sure. But more recently, this summer, I was in charge of the beer garden.
Right.
And this fellow, Aaron, came along and offered to help, and he's very efficient and a good worker, and I thought, oh, this is great. And then I learned that Aaron was a musician. Oh, okay. So we started talking about the music that he did, and I found out that he was a tribute artist for Johnny Cash. Well, that's cool. And he kept talking about this woman, Ashley, and I said, finally I have to ask, like, who's Ashley? He says, oh, it's Mike sniffing the other. Ashley Robertson. You're kidding.
I'm Gordon Goldsboro, you know.
No, well, I didn't say that.
No, I talk under her voice every weekend.
Well, yeah. I did. I said I hear her, in effect, every weekend. Yeah. And I said, boy, would I like to, you know, meet her again. We said, well, she's coming to tomorrow morning. And so I can actually say we had breakfast together the next morning, and
very
it was
nice.
Such a treat. So and I said to her, you know, I have wanted to have you on the program, right, almost since the beginning,
because sure.
I bet you listeners wonder about this music, you know, who did it, you know, what does it mean, like who is the artist behind it? And so I said, would you consider coming in and talking about it? She said, oh, very generous. And I thought, wonderful.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And one of the other reasons I like to do stuff like this is because you hear a little jingle all the time, but when it's part of a larger song, you hear the songs in their entirety. It's always very interesting.
And listeners always tell me that, you know, they're maybe laying in bed and then they hear that music and they immediately know a band in Manitoba is coming. So we are connected, Ashley and I, even though we may not have known it for over 9 years.
That's right. And thanks for joining us, Ashley. We'll hear the song in its entirety now, I think, as we go out. And good luck with everything you do. And come back again.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
And Gordon,
well,
what's up for next weekend?
So every so often here on Abandoned Manitoba, we update previous episodes with new information that I've learned since the original broadcast.
Right.
We have several updates next week, including one of the most unusual street names I've ever heard.
Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll see you then, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
Many moons. moons ago, back in Manitoba, I was just a little kid, sitting on my backyard swing. I would play in the garden till it was time for supper, reveling in the summer and singing to the trees. I've been all around the world, there and back again. Every time that I come home, always feels the same. No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago. I was older, packed up all my things, living like a gypsy, seeking out my dreams. But I'm proud to be made in Manitoba, when I know in my heart that's where I'll always be. Me back in Manitoba, many moons ago. No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.